Republican senators had challenged thousands of recall petition signatures based on legal arguments that the board quickly rejected today. The board voted down the senator's assertion that any recalls should take place in new districts drawn by Republicans instead of under the lines in effect since 2002. It also shot down arguments that because the handwriting on hundreds of signatures looked the same, they should be thrown out. Board member Gerald Nichols said senators did not meet their burden of proof.
No evidence of any type really was produced.
On unanimous votes, the board ordered recall elections against Republican Senators Pam Galloway, Terry Moulton, Van Wongard, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Democratic Attorney Jeremy Levinson called it an exciting day.
There's been a lot of efforts by thousands of people across the state that today started to bear real fruit. These elections are going to happen, and they're going to happen in the reasonably near future.
Republican Attorney Joseph Olson said he was disappointed, but wouldn't say if the GOP would appeal the decision.
I do think the board got it wrong today, but whether or not we'll pursue anything legally is a decision for my clients.
Olson noted that there are still lawsuits pending in multiple courts that would force any recalls to take place under the new map. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.